This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The owners of an apartment complex in Aurora that has been the target of misinformation about Venezuelan gangs have agreed to try to sell the property to avoid legal trouble. CPR's Haley May has more.
Documents released by the city of Aurora show the owner of Fitzsimmons Place has agreed to list the apartment complex and pay up to $60,000 in cleanup costs to avoid prosecution for dozens of alleged code violations. The owner of the property, Zev Baumgarten, also waived his right to a speedy trial in the case, delaying it until February. An Aurora spokesperson says if Baumgarten's company pays the city back for closure costs and lists the property for sale before a trial starts, the city will drop the charges. Haley May, CPR News.
Widefield School District 3 near Colorado Springs will require staff to use a student's chosen name if it reflects their gender identity. That's in compliance with a new state law. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Widefield is just a recent example of what all districts are legally bound to do: use chosen names over legal names. Supporters of the law argue it affirms the identities of trans youth. Opponents say the law infringes on parental rights. The Widefield policy says parents may be notified of the name change if appropriate. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
CU Boulder's Culture Crawl is tomorrow. CPR's Eden Lane.
The event offers a diverse array of arts and cultural experiences. Attendees can explore Mexican rodeo traditions, participate in street painting, learn about pollinators, sample international candies, and delve into American music history at different venues around campus. The event showcases the university's rich cultural resources, including rare collections and interactive exhibits, providing an opportunity for community engagement and learning. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Boulder and Denver, Colorado Springs in the 70s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.